Tampa.
Please state the name or number.
The Drive with Bob and Jeff. Dial 869-1240.
Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
The Drive on KFH.
Welcome back to Drive with Bob and Jeff. Heart of the Night from the band Poco. Poco Toto Lobo Week here on the show. We are joined by Andale football coach Dylan Schmidt. The Indians in action tomorrow night in the Class 4A playoffs. And what a game it is against, the 3A playoffs. What a game it is against Scott City. Both teams unbeaten. Both teams with tremendous defenses. Both teams regularly scoring 30 or more points. You're looking at this game very closely, Coach Schmidt. What are you seeing on film and in preparation that may distinguish these teams from one another?
Yeah, really, it's mirror images, to be honest. They're going to run the football 80, 90% of the time, or they have, and so have we. On the year, their defense has given up 58 points for the year. They have 5 shutouts. We've given up 55 on the year. We have 6 shutouts. So it's going to be a heck of a football game. The last time this game was played, Andale played Scott City there in 1991, and it went to triple overtime, and it was 9-6. Scott City wins the game and goes on and wins the state championship. So.
1991. That's fascinating. I would have sworn that these two schools have met since then, but they've been in different classes.
Correct. So, yeah, I mean, they're loaded, and it'll be a lot of fun. If you want to come out to a great football game, that'll be the place to come. So
you talk about mirror images, and you're right as far as kind of the numbers go and the points you've put up compared to theirs. Your defenses are similar, so. Do you want to outscore them? Do you want to get in that type of a game with Scott City, or do you want to? Is it going to be maybe more of a defensive battle? Do you think?
Yeah, I don't care either which way. I mean, obviously we've been able to put up a lot of points. We're averaging about 50 a game, but just looking at it, we're both ball control type offenses, so we're not going to get a lot of possessions. We're going to have to make the possessions we get obviously count, and so. I would just say, based on how much they like to run the football and same with us, that it's going to be a low-scoring game and it's going to come down to, defense and so forth. But we'll see. Obviously, you never know.
Dylan Schmidt with us, football coach at Andale. Is this your third year, Dylan?
This is actually my second year as a head guy.
Okay.
My first year. Now, obviously, I've been in Andale as an assistant for a lot of years there and played here.
Right. And replaced Gary O'Hare, who certainly had a tremendous run and a great run before that. It's a culture at Andale. Just describe what that culture's like, because it's almost as if these kids, when they come out of the womb, their mothers hand them a football.
It's a community deal. We have great parents, and that's where it starts. And the parents want their kids to be successful, and they want them to be, out for athletics. And you can look at all of our sports across the board and the success that we have. And it's credit, like I said, to the parents and to the kids and the community and athletics and academics, and just achieving at a high level is a big deal out in Andale. And I would say the number one thing that we have is just coachable kids. Kids that come in just say, hey, tell me what to do. I'll do it. And obviously we've had good athletes to go along with that, but it's really the program guys. I mean, we're not turning out a ton of Division I guys year in and year out. It's program guys that get it done for you, and guys that just love playing high school football, and that's what we have. So that makes it fun as a coach.
And if we were talking to the Scott City coach, we'd say the same thing to him. Yeah, that's a school and a town that is sports oriented. They've had tremendous athletics for as long as I can remember. So that's really what makes this matchup part of what makes it so fascinating.
Oh, without a doubt, it's neat. To be part of it, and I'm excited for our kids. I'm excited for our town. It's going to be a great atmosphere, and I can't wait till 7 o'clock. So we'll be cranking tomorrow night at 7. That's for sure.
I don't mean to drift too far away from the game or football, but since Andale is such a football heavy and athletics heavy, your basketball teams have been good. I think your track programs have always been pretty solid. So If sports went away tomorrow, what would Andale be known for? Do you have a good drama program out of Andale? What's the hallmark of that school outside of sports that maybe gets overlooked a little bit?
Oh, I just think our academics. I mean, you look at test scores. You know, we have a wall of fame here for ACT scores. And we'll have 8, 7, 10 kids a year that are scoring 32 or better on their ACT. And so, as you guys know, it's not just, hey, I excel in athletics, it's academics as well, and it's credit to parents. And like I said, they expect their kids to come to school and do a good job and pay attention and listen and be good students. And that obviously trickles over into football, and we feel like we have smart football players that can do what we ask them to do. And so without a doubt, I just think it's achievement at a high level. There's a commitment to excellence here at Andale, and so we love being a part of it.
Dylan Schmidt with us, the football coach at Andale. Yeah, you have Scott City tomorrow. We've talked a lot about how good that game looks on paper, both teams unbeaten. If you win this one, you're going to play another unbeaten team next week in either Smoky Valley or Pratt. And then if you're able to get to the state championship game, you could potentially play an unbeaten Galena or Sabetha, who are also 10-0 at this point. This is a loaded classification this year.
Yeah, I think at the start of the year, I saw a deal on K-Prep, and they posted that there's 5 teams that started the year in 3A that played in the state championship game or won a state championship, you know, the year previous.
Wow.
And so we knew it was going to be a tough deal. Obviously, to have this many undefeated, I would say, is rare. I mean, I don't know the data on it, but just, it's a special deal. And when you look at Smoky and you look at Pratt, and what they've done, you're going, man, this is going to be if we can get her done, it's going to be a tough couple of weeks moving forward. So,
but how much fun is that as a coach and a coaching staff to have these kind of high magnitude games?
Oh, it's awesome. It's what you coach for. It's what you play for. I mean, I think all year you tell your kids, hey, I mean, the one thing we always talk to our kids about is that, you know, we need to prepare for the best teams. And, you know, whether you're talking about a block or a tackle or this or that, and you're saying, hey, that won't work against the good teams, well now we're here. I mean, you want to play the best teams and find out where you're at. And like I said, that's why you play the game. So
Coach, I might be moving out toward that direction, St. Mark, toward Andale, out west. Where do we all hang out? What do we do?
He goes to football practice.
Yeah, but what about in April? What are we doing? Where are we going to hang out?
That's right. Well, there's not a lot of places. There's the Little Bear there in Andale, kind of the local pub, local bar there. In Colwich, they got the Keg. So that's the local hangout there. But other than that, you got a Gambino's Pizza.
Nice.
They got some butt-kicking pizza over there in Colwich, so... St. Mark's, you better be hanging out at the church because that's
exactly.
They're great communities. You know, small communities there where you have a lot of farm kids, and you know, most of the parents are professionals and they're going to go work in Wichita, and you know, they want to live out in St. Mark's, Colwich, or Andale because they want that small town feel. But yeah, they're close enough to Wichita where they can commute in and work at Coke or wherever it may be. So that's been another reason for our success, is that we can get a lot of people to come back that graduated from here. I mean, I'm the perfect example of that. Graduated 2001, and now I'm back out here, and my wife works in town. And versus, you know, I mean, that's what's been so amazing about Scott City is that, you know, I mean, I know there's Garden City and some other draws there, but we're a little bit luckier in that sense that there's a big metropolitan area where people can go get jobs and find jobs, and then they can live out here in the Andale, Colwich, St. Mark's area, so...
Well, we appreciate talking with you. You've had a special season. It's going to be a tough one tomorrow. You know that. Everybody knows that. Scott City, an extremely good team. But we wish you the best, and as the Andale Indians try to move on in the Class 3A playoffs. Dylan, thanks for your time. We appreciate it.
Guys, I appreciate you having me on.
You bet. That's Dylan Schmidt, the football coach at Andale. And earlier in the show, you didn't want to take any kind of credit in potentially moving.
Well, we might, and we have a guy who lives, born and bred, and
well, you'll have to ask about Garden Plain. You'll have to ask about. You're right out there in Western Sedgwick County.
That's right. Proud of it.
You'll have to get used to all that stuff. What do you mean, maybe?
Well, we haven't moved yet. We took our family pictures out there. Haven't seen those yet. If you're listening, Jancy, we'd like to.
Well, she'll get them to you when she's ready.
Well, she's going out to Disney World. She's taking these vacations. We want our pictures.
So now you're calling out your photographer.
Oh, yeah. And she knows who she is.
Who did a wonderful job at taking photos at your wedding.
She did.
So now we've got family pictures.
Yeah. I had sideburns. I had sideburns for him. I don't know if I feel good about that.
What happened to your sideburns?
I didn't like them, so I got rid of them.
You're a mess today.
You like the facial hair situation with the...
Never, don't even see it. It's barely...
Just the this and the this here.
Don't really notice it.
Well, I think it looks good. Thank you.
Good for you. Happy that you feel good about life.
Yeah, usually.
Trying day today on the show. We'll give it another shot tomorrow.
We did okay.
Listen, the weather's bad. You were not easy to deal with today.
Let me just put it that way.
Whereas I come in here every day and just as easy as pie.
That's right.
Back in a moment to wrap this baby up. We'll be here tomorrow, although the Shockers will be on our sister station, KEYN. We'll talk about that when we return.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.